All right. I will say good evening. So we're continuing a little bit in this Perek Yud Ches of Bilvavi, speaking a little bit about Pesach. So remember, just to reorient ourselves a little bit. So remember, again, we were speaking about the idea last week that even within cleaning for Pesach, there are these three. Of course, we do it because we want to avoid the Isser, and we want to be able not to be nichshol in any of the averos of chametz. But of course, he also pointed out that there are three interesting positive benefits to going ahead and cleaning for Pesach. There's the chesed element, that one person can't do it alone. By definition, you have to join with others. There is the lichluch, the idea that just like we can't stand dirt in the home, so it reminds us that we can't stand dirt within our neshamas either. And the last thing was seder, that what it teaches us, there has to be an order to things in life. Seder is exceptionally important. So he says, Naskim is sa'amar adko, sa'amar page reish chaf hei, 1, 2, 3, 4 paragraphs before the end. So Naskim es ha'amar adko. So let's summarize what we have until this point. Maninu kan chamish dargo. So far we've spoken about 5 different categories in, or 5 different levels of this mitzvah of cleaning for Pesach. Aleph is milumada. So what does milumada mean? By rote. You see where we are? Yeah? Fifth to left. Good. Excellent. All right. Got to give him a mitzvah note for his Rebbe, something. How old are you? 9 years old. I said, what were we doing when we were 9 years old? I wasn't sitting at a table listening to a shir. I mean, I know the rest of you, I'm sure you were. Not me. In any event, so Aleph, Milumada. So, of course, the first level is that we do things by rote. Beis. Kia mitzvahs aseh velos aseh deraisa shel birchama. So also remember, some of the 5 different motivations, so to speak, in cleaning for Pesach. So milumada means we clean for Pesach because a Jew cleans for Pesach. Beis, kia mitzvahs aseh velos aseh deraisa shel birchama. Number 2 is fulfillment of the aseh and the lo sa'aseh of destroying chametz. Gimel, chesed, that's the idea that you can't clean for chametz by yourself. You have to go ahead and do it for others. Dalid nikayon, the idea of getting rid of the lichluch, getting rid of the dirt within the home, reminds you to get rid of the lichluch, the dirt within my neshama as well. And hey, seder, order. There has to be a seder, there has to be an order to things. So he writes, Hadarga harishana melumada. So this first level, that when we go ahead and we get ready for Pesach, and Abosai, it's not just by Pesach, but it's by many areas in our Yiddishkeit where we do it. Melumada, it's just, it's kind of by rote, it's just habit. Move on, shinu kuda shlilit vadvarim pshutim. So also remember, doing anything milumada is never good, right? Doing anything by rote or through habituation, that's not the Judaism that we aspire to. He says, hashnia hu davar baru pashit, shekisha adam misasik badavar shiyish bo chametz, vaday osafik, lo dai bi yediya greide v'yomrushan shumas chelinakos, and also on a second level, which is that I want to go ahead and avoid the averus of chametz and fulfill the positive commandments of chametz. So again, it's not just enough to think about that at one time, but rather a person has to keep that thought in their mind the entire time. Before I begin to clean for Pesach, I speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I say the following. Ribono shel olam. L'shem ma'ani holeich l'nakos. Listen to how beautiful it is. I say l'chadosh baruch hu. Ribono shel olam, do you know why I'm going to clean? Hare ani mitzidi hayisi lomet. You know what the truth is? If you ask me how I wanted to spend my time, how do I want to spend my time? I don't want to clean. I want to learn. Hayisi nach, or maybe better yet, I'd like to sleep. I'd like to rest a little bit. But you know what? Hasiba sh'ani holeich l'nakos. But do you want to know why I go to clean? Ki ata ribono shel olam tzivisani shelo yira'e chametz v'vesi. Because you ribono shel olam, you are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you commanded me that chametz should not be seen in my home. And because you commanded me, that's why I'm doing it. Im kein, amenas la'asos techam nachas rach ani amel ke'es lenakos es besi. Also, isn't that amazing this is? So I say, ribono shel olam, I have to be honest with you. I tell you, I don't want to do this. In fact, I'd rather be doing anything other than getting ready for Pesach. Mamish, name it. Whatever it is, I'd rather even build the sukkah than clean for Pesach. That's how significant. I have to think about that a little, right? But that's how. But I'm doing it. You know what I'm doing it? I'm doing it because you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, commanded me to do it. Because you told me to do it, therefore I'm doing it. Kach tzarech ha'adam toch kideni kayin lahaz bilatzim. I both say, this is while we're cleaning. This is what a person has to explain to themselves. You know, while I'm preparing for Pesach, it's very important because what the Mechaber here is pointing out is that sometimes we lose the trees from the forest, right? We become so fixated on the Cheerio underneath the refrigerator, which you don't even have to look for, really, right? That we forget about why it is that we're doing the things that we're doing. So if someone thinks all the time in learning, so their mind is a little bit more focused on Torah, so perhaps, again, when they're cleaning for Pesach, they're a little bit more focused on the halachos. So they're rooted, therefore, in Torah. But for someone who perhaps is not always thinking and learning, so what should I be thinking while I'm cleaning for Pesach? Well, this is very validating. What am I supposed to be thinking while I'm cleaning for Pesach? I really wish I didn't have to do this. But I'm doing it because Yuri Bono Sha'olam asked me to do it. That's the only reason. I'm doing this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for you. L'shem Mahu Menakeh. A person has to think about, why am I cleaning? Kimuvan, Shib Madrega Yoser Gavoa, Adam Davak Bakono. I will say, obviously, perhaps if a person is on a higher level, so he's Davak, he has a sense of Dveikos, a sense of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval Nedaber B'Nekudos HaPshutos Yosef. Rabbo said, let's say a person doesn't feel a heightened sense. Remember, we didn't finish Chelek Aleph yet, so we don't know yet how to achieve Dveikos. So God willing, one day we'll figure that out. But before that, what he's saying is something even more Pashit. Just the realization that I'm doing the things that I'm doing because Ribono Shel Olam, I love you and I'm serving you. You asked me to do it, that's why I'm doing it. That in and of itself is an incredibly high level. He goes on, Hein Hein Advarim B'Nekuda Hanosev Sha'amarnu. This is true also even on the other levels that we spoke about. Adam Sha'adam Oses Mas of the Shem Mitzas Gemilos Chesed. So far what we've covered is the first level of getting ready for Pesach, cleaning for Pesach, is milumada. It's just by rote, by habit. Second level is because of the assays and los assays. And what that level teaches us is that the whole reason I'm doing what it is that I'm doing is in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, what was reason number three? Or not as much reason number three, but almost like another incredible byproduct of cleaning for Pesach is the chesed component. The idea is that it requires the entire family. You cannot do it by yourself. By definition, it must be a collaborative effort. So he says, even in the realm of chesed, this idea that we said applies as well. Gam azamach shavat zrichaliyos ara upa'alas lomar lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is cleaning for Pesach and the whole family is there, and it's mamish, it's an act of chesed, everybody working together, person should say, Ribono shel olam, l'shem ma'ani holech l'nakos, Ribono shel olam, do you know why I'm going to clean? Ani atzmi harei lo margish bazet tzarchi. Ribono shel olam, if you ask me, and I will say again, very validating to hear the Mechaber speak like this, if you ask me, I think this is totally unnecessary, right? I think this whole thing is unnecessary. I don't see the logic in it or why I have to go to such extremes, but Hasiba yichida sheni menake hi l'shem kiyum mitzvas gemilas chesed. So we'll say what he's saying is on each of these different levels, there's an element of lishma. So on the second level, where I'm cleaning in order to go ahead and perform the mitzvos, the only reason I'm doing this is to perform the mitzvos. On the next level, where there's an element of chesed, because here's an opportunity for me to do something with my family. Here's an opportunity, again, to bond with those around me in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I say, Ribono Shel Olam, you know I'm doing this? I'm doing this totally and solely for chesed, for gemilas chasadim. V'chein lo'orech kol hazman, Ribono Shel Olam, ritzoni la'asos ritzoncha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my ratzon is to do your ratzon. Echad mishlosh amudim aleim ha'olam, omeit hu gemilas chesed. You know I'm cleaning for Pesach? Because there's a kiyum of chesed. There's a kiyum of kindness to one another because we have to work together in cleaning for Pesach. Why am I doing this? Because I want to be mekayim the pillar. I want to uphold the pillar of gemilas chesedim, of charitable kindness. Acharei yom avoda kazeh. So I see, you hear what he's doing with this, that on each separate level, the goal is to find the lishma aspect of it. So if I'm doing it out of habit, there's not all that much lishma in that. That's just milumad. I'm doing it because that's what I do. But in the second level, that I'm doing it ultimately again to either fulfill the positive commandments or avoid the negative commandments. That's another way of saying, I'm just doing this for you and for no one else. on the third level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm doing this. Why? Ultimately for Gemilas Chasadim, or it's a way to actualize my Gemilas Chasadim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why am I doing this? I'm doing this purely for the Chesed. Acharei Yom Avodah Kazeh. So after a person has a day like this, with this type of work, Milvat HaAvodah HaGufanis, aside from the physical labor that I've exerted, Yotze HaAdam Sofog Kula BaAvodah HaShem Torah. We'll say it turns out that's what? That a person could have spent an entire day serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, literally in Avodas Hashem, who lo menatek me'olam haruchani pinimi, and a person ultimately has not disconnected from the spiritual world one bit. In other words, that if you have these machshavas, and again I will say, cleaning for Pesach is not usually associated with a spiritual activity. Usually it's very much gashmi, it's usually physical, not very enjoyable. But if my motivations, if I'm saying to myself while I'm krechzing and doing it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm doing this to serve you, or I'm doing this for the sake of chesed, bonding with my family, suddenly again, what seems to be just simple physical labor is transformed into avodas hanefesh, into spiritual labor. He goes on, next section. Midas ha'ava nikayona hutva ba'adam al yideabo, right? It's achta narchiv ma'at es hadvarim b'shtene kudos achrona. So I will say, now we've covered the first three. The first three, wrote, right, what he called, what was the lashon he used here? Milumada, that's first level, milumada. Then, kiyum mitzvah, so habituation, fulfillment of mitzvah. Number three was chesed, and now we get to four and five. Four and five, of course, are nikayon, the idea that when I clean my house from chametz, I remind that I have to clean my inner spiritual home as well, and seder. The same way when I clean for Pesach, there has to be an order, there has to be a seder. It reminds me that there must be an internal seder as well. Now, I said, let's analyze these last two pieces. Reishis inyan and nikayon. So let's focus first on nikayon, on cleanliness. Kefishi is karnu, kol adam benafsha oheb nikayon, mipachos simyosra. We'll say everyone loves cleanliness. Some a little bit more, some a little bit less. Well, in other words, stated, some people have difficulty perhaps maintaining cleanliness. But there's no one who doesn't like cleanliness, right? So I might not be able to make it happen. I might not be able to maintain it, but everybody ultimately wants it. Everybody loves nikayon. Yish ketzas sibol shel nefesh shiyichola lisbol es midas halichloch shetira reish chavzayin. So there's some people, again, who are able to tolerate a mess for a little bit longer. Adam she'eno misbonin harbe beroa davar meluchlach neged eno b'midas ha'sevel shu'eno yachol lisbol miyadu masmeres. Well, I will say there are some people who mamish, they can't stand the mess. And what happens when they see a mess, right? The first thing they're going to do is they can't stand it, right? So again, sometimes that can be a little bit unhealthy also, but you know, sometimes the person, they can't stand the idea that something is messy, they have to rectify it. Miyad hu maskelenakos, ve'im yeshelahu, and if you ask this person, lama ata minakeh, tell me, why are you cleaning? Right, you see the mess, you're cleaning, you have to clean it. What is motive? What's driving you not to clean? Ya'aneh al asar, zemafriyali. So what will he say? It bothers me. It's dirty. And I will say, that's interesting. If you think about it, that's not really an answer, right? To say, why are you cleaning? Because it's dirty, it bothers me. But why? I understand it's dirty, but why does it bother you? So we'll say, this is the same idea with removal of the pain of the nefesh. So we'll say, the same way, that, and by the way, it's a good midah not to be able to put up with a lack of cleanliness, not to be able to be solved. That's a good thing. He says, because the same way that a person can't stand physical dirt or physical squalor or physical messiness, so what that means is in the neshama dikar realm as well, the neshama can't take any lack, can't take lichluch, can't take dirt. Ava kipshuto, ein kan chibur laKadosh Baruch Hu b'maaseh hazeh. But the truth is, again, that doesn't necessarily have to be in a way that connects you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mafriya lo dvarim, v'hu menaseh lahasiras hatzar mehanefesh, idea saras halichoch. I will say, so, now he says something very interesting over here, which is, this idea of not being able to tolerate dirtiness, or lichloch, is lav dafka a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? If I walk into my house, and there's something dirty, so it bothers me. It bothers me, so I'm going to go and I'm going to clean it up right away. So too on the nefesh and the neshama. If there's something that's dirty there, so I want to clean that up also. Now, why do I want to clean that up? Is that because I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that because I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Mechaber suggests not necessarily. That could be simply why. Why? Because I don't like a mess. Because first of all, again, remember, a spiritual mess, just like if you encounter a physical mess, it engenders in oneself a certain discomfort. So when there's a spiritual mess as well, it also creates a certain discomfort. People don't like to be in a state of discomfort. So if I'm uncomfortable, the first step I'm going to take is to try to alleviate my, or to try to get rid of my source of discomfort in order to make myself comfortable. And I will say, now, is that Avodas Hashem? What would you say? Is that Avodas Hashem?
You can make it.
Oh, so go. But what I just described, is that Avodas Hashem? No. What is it?
OCD.
Right? It's OCD. Right? The truth is, it's Avodas Atzmi. I'm doing it for me. Right? I walk into my house, I don't like the mess. It bothers me, so I am alleviating my own discomfort. It's from the spiritual realm as well. I will say, remember, many of the things we do on a spiritual level that the Mechaber is suggesting are not necessarily to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's because I am uncomfortable living in a certain state of disrepair. So therefore, I have to fix certain things that are spiritually wrong, not out of Avodas Hashem, but to alleviate my own personal spiritual discomfort. He goes on, Amnam, but I also remember the beautiful part of life is that every single thing can be understood a little bit deeper, and ultimately, even if at first glance it does not create a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ulechabra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can over time can create a connection. Adam, listen to this. Adam shemaschilinakos misiba shal avas anekayom. So we'll say a person begins to clean. Why? Because he loves cleanliness. It has nothing to do with the ribono shal olam. He just happens to love cleanliness. The first question he has to ask himself. So now remember, this is very important. Because what he's saying over here is, there is an element of the same way that I take care of physical uncleanliness, because it bothers me. I want to make myself more comfortable. So when a person addresses spiritual uncleanliness, it's the same idea. A person could ultimately be doing it to alleviate their own discomfort. But says the Mechaber, all you need to do is take it a little bit further, and it could suddenly become Avodas Hashem. How? He says, Madua ani ohev nikayon. But say a person should think to themselves, well, why do I like cleanliness? Why do I like cleanliness? It's very important to know everything we feel and everything we want and everything we do comes from some deeper desire. So why is it that I love cleanliness? Where does that come from? Did I create my own nature? That I love cleanliness so much? Obviously, I will say, the fact that most of us, regular people, crave a certain sense of cleanliness, by definition, is something that was given to us, that's part of our teva, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the pshat? Zoi akara pshut, listen to what I'll say. Shateva shal nefesh atzma, the teva of the soul itself, osa teva hamishtana me'adam la'adam, ubesocha adam mizman lizman, zehu teva shakadosh baruch hu mechaye b'chorega b'nefesh adam. The Bible says, what we call our natural disposition. Where does our natural disposition come from? Our natural disposition comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. The Ribono Shel Olam created that natural disposition, and the Ribono Shel Olam reinforces that natural disposition each and every moment. Borei Choshech, he says, Shekasva Kaimonim Shebechorega Mischadesh Asabria. Imkein, Beregezeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mahave Osim Mechadish Biteva Sheoeves HaNikayon Ve'esna Sehefech Minas. Well, say, he says something amazing. When I love cleanliness, it's important for a person to know. So remember, it's easy to say, well, that's not about God. I love cleanliness because it makes me comfortable. It makes me happy. That might be true, but why do I love cleanliness? Where does that love of cleanliness come from? Comes from who? Comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's part of my teva, that's part of my natural disposition, that is from the Ribono Shel Olam. I did not invent that love from cleanliness. That love of cleanliness is something that is part of my makeup, kind of from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So la'achar shabar la'adam sheteva zehu mirtzono yisbarach. Listen to this. After it becomes clear to a person that this teva, this nature, this natural desire for cleanliness comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'b'sha'azu mamash humechaye oso b'kirbo. And literally, when I have those pangs for cleanliness, that's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Person has to begin to think to themselves, so why did God give me this natural desire for cleanliness? Why? Mahi atachlis shel amidazu? What is the tachlis of this particular trait? Eich mishtamshin ba keroi? How can I use it appropriately? Umahin has sakonos shenitan lipa bahen ayide midazu. And I will say ultimately again, what are the sakonos? What are the dangers that come with this midah? Be'etzem ha'akara shemidas avas hanikayon lo nivra me'ela. I will say it's important to know that the midah of love of cleanliness did not come on its own. Af shezu shtus gimur lachshov kein. It's total shtus to think this way. Aval yitzahar agorim lo adam shafil lo yachshav lo yispone me'echa novas hamidah ma'a tachlisa. Ela habori yisparuch hu shehichnisa b'nafshi achshav. Munachas hascholas shel hiskarish laKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say what he says over here is something really amazing. That halacha lemaisa, I have to remember that ultimately it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gave me this midah. He endowed me with this trait, with this attribute to love cleanliness. So what's the pshat? Let's just finish this section. So okay, so now that we've established that indeed a love and desire for cleanliness is not something that I invented in myself, but rather again something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed or imbued within me. So why? What does it mean? Hanikius hu achos me eser hamadregos shemana repinchas binyar bebraisim refusem eshalos. So also remember again, v'asher aleh mevusas kol ha-sefer mesilas yesharim. So remember, the Ramchal mesilas yesharim bases the entire structure of that seder after the v'raisa of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. So Pinchas ben Yair was the one who said, you know, A brings you to B, B brings you to C, C brings you to D, D brings you to, and so on and so forth. So I Torah mevia l'day zehirus, and then zehirus mevia l'day nekius, and so on and so forth. So remember, interestingly enough, v'shorash midas hanikayon bepnimius. So remember again, one of the things that Rav Chin Pinchas ben Yair speaks about is the midah of nekius, the midah of cleanliness. See, he says the midah of cleanliness does not begin with a desire for external cleanliness, but instead it begins with a desire for internal cleanliness. Wow. Specifically, hu ani kayon min hachata'im, cleanliness from sin, mizua ma'achit, from the impurity of sin. Ela shekol midah umidah shebenefesh. But Rabbi said, we know that every single spiritual attribute has a physical or a bodily manifestation. It's very important to sow. So really, the way it all starts is where does the midah of nikayon start? Like everything else in life, starts in my neshama. So the internal midah of nikayon of cleanliness is, I don't want to be purged from sin. Rabbi said, you know, that's why, if you'll notice again, you know, when we come out of Yom Kippur, so we come out of Yom Kippur like Malachim, and you know what happens with the first sin that you commit on after Yom Kippur? What happens? Nobody knows. This is a rhetorical question. Right? But we've heard that first chet, it hurts so much. Why? Because you feel like Pashat, like you have like that new neshama smell, and it's so perfect, and it's so pristine, and it's so beautiful, and it's so clean, and all you want to do is keep it clean. And the first time that I tarnish it a little bit, even with a relatively minor avira, it feels terrible. So I have an internal desire for spiritual cleanliness. My desire for spiritual cleanliness manifests itself physically. How? With a desire for physical cleanliness. So he goes on, he says, the truth is, the more advanced or more heightened sensitivity a person has, the more his midah of nikayon is more advanced as well. Daka yoser v'chada yoser. Meaning, I'll both say, the more spiritual a person is, the more internal cleanliness he wants, and hopefully what? The more external cleanliness he exhibits as well. I'll both say, that's very interesting. You know, there's a halacha. The halacha that says that a Talmud Chacham who has a stain on his clothing is chayev misa. So the classic understanding of that is that what? That lemaisa, it's a chilul Hashem. Someone sees a Talmud Chacham walking around disheveled and not looking nice. It's not nice. Talmud Chacham is supposed to represent Torah. But we'll say, if you take this on a step further, what it's saying is that a Talmud Chacham who is not aware enough of his external nikios, that also shows that what? That what? That his internal nikios is flawed as well. said there is like this partnership between internal nikiyah. Now again, I want to be clear, but the reverse is not necessarily true, meaning a person could have incredible external nikiyos, but not have internal nikiyos. Right? Doesn't carry, but I'll tell you, but what's amazing is if a person is meticulous with their external nikiyos, what that does say is they have incredible spiritual potential. Because what that shows is that that midah is strong in you. You just have to turn it a little bit more inward. So if you have it inwardly, then it should manifest itself externally. If you have it externally, it might not manifest itself internally, but it shows that you have the koach for internal nikiyos as well. He goes on, he says, Yeshlam ke'ila, shemidah seniko misra etzlam rak benefesh. There are some people who only exhibit the midah of nikiyos internally. Yeshlam ke'ila shegam baguf, aval behechrechu, shekechol shetegadol ma'alas ha'adam, deragosav ha'taraso, kein tis'atzim etzlo midas hanakiyos, hanefesh telich tizdachich. Rabbi says, so the higher you are, the higher a person goes up in levels, so the more clean, so to speak, their neshama becomes. Halichluch b'sharasho, who am mafrid bein ha'adam lebein kono. Rabbi says, amazing. So lichluch, dirt, schmutz, whatever you want to call it, is this, you know, in Chassidus it's called the klipa, right? Lichluch is called the klipa. So this klipa, this lichluch, this dirt that's there, ultimately it serves as a barrier between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ani kayon hu ha-mechaber b'neihem. Erchatz b'ni kayon kapi. Right, kapi. David HaMelech says, I will wash literally in the cleanliness of my hands. V'achar ke'achar ikein v'esovev es mizbechacho Hashem. Achibur la-HaKadosh Baruch Hu na'asa'ay de'midas ha-ni kayon. U'kishenishl ha-mafriya shal achibur. I will say, you can only have devekus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Connection when? When you get rid of the dirt. You got to get rid of the schmutz, and after you get rid of the schmutz, then there is the ability to connect. Last paragraph. Kisha'adam magia la'akara la'avana barura, shemida zu hi shal habori yisbaruch. When a person realizes that the midah of nikayon that we possess is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, visharasha namutz na'utz amok besoch hanefesh haruchanis, and its root is deep within the soul, adam kaze mekabel mabat acher, alatzorech b'nikayon, Hamitara Bigufanios. But so then a person like that suddenly has a totally different perspective on physical cleanliness as well. So Bosa, this is really quite amazing. So what he's saying over here is a couple of very important things. First of all, the midah of nikayon, the midah of cleanliness, is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed us with. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu endow us with the midah of nikayon, the desire for cleanliness? Because ultimately there are many things in life that we do, negative things, that create a lichloch, that create a dirt on our neshama. That dirt creates a barrier. HaKadosh Baruch Hu programmed us with a desire for nikayon in order to urge us to get rid of the lichloch, to get rid of the dirt, in order to be able to connect. The way the body translates that neshama dikah desire for nikayon is a cleanliness of one's physical surroundings as well. This is very important, yisod. Therefore, really, in order to have an orderly soul, you need to have an orderly guf. Because if I don't have nikayon with my guf, I don't have nikayon in my material physical world, then that means that the midah of nikayon is not fully entrenched within me. But the idea over here is, therefore, when a person says, you know what, I walk into my house, I walk into my room, I walk into my office, and I need to, you know, put things together, that's not OCD. I mean, it could be OCD, but on a basic level, assuming a person is healthy, what it ultimately is my neshama dispatching a message that I truly desire cleanliness. I truly desire to have all the lichloch removed. And just to tie this all the way back, again, we'll have to continue with this, but tie this all the way back, now we understand again part of the incredible avod of cleaning for Pesach. Because when you're cleaning for Pesach, we'll say, what are you looking for? You're looking for lichloch. You're looking for lichloch. And what am I reminding myself of? You know what? I'm reminding myself, I really love cleanliness. I really love nikayon. And the same way that I love nikayon in my home, I love nikayon in my clothing, I love nikayon in my material, physical world, you know what else I really love nikayon? I love nikayon in my neshama. And the truth is, it reminds me that perhaps I'm not yet there. Perhaps after I finish getting rid of all the schmutz in my house, I have to really turn my efforts inward and worry about the lichluch that's on my neshama, try to clean it up in an effort to create that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I heard the boss say, what's that over here?
So what do you do for the people that go away to the hotel? Or to their in-laws, or to their parents?
How
clean their house.
Right, you can clean that. Feel free to go to a friend. You know, it's an interesting...
about that.
Meaning you say, how do you tap into this if you're not doing, right? He's from Bnei Brak, right. They're not too many good at
the
program.
So they go to the Shver.
I think it's a good Shaila. I think...
I'm just curious.
What he might be saying also over here is once you discover these dynamics, there's the ability to tap into them, even if you're not actively cleaning. So for example, once I know that the avodah of cleaning for Pesach is really there to spark within me a desire to clean internally and to remove internal lichluch, I could initiate that process even if I never lift up a broom. That's the reality. The goal is that the physical... I'm already on the level I need to be without picking up the room. I want to be clear. That was not a halacha l'maisa statement. That was a theoretical statement. So I think that's the idea, that once you understand the spiritual dynamics, obviously, if a person is privileged to be able to actually clean... See, now I'm turning it into a privilege. If a person is privileged... to actually clean, that a person is able to take the physical process and literally turn it inward. If a person doesn't have first of all, again, remember, everybody has some process because you're still doing bir chametz, even if you're going ahead, you're still going to do a bedikah in your home, you're still going to do bir chametz. Everybody does something, even if you're going away. So the little bit that you have is just supposed to spark this internal desire for nikayon as well. All right, Tabosei, Shikayach, we'll stop over here.
Next.